Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining me these past few days for the at-home marriage retreat. This was published by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. It's been a fruitful last 3 days, and today we are in day four of the at-home marriage retreat. And day four, the theme is listening to the heart. So day four is listening to the heart. Let us begin. So this is an excerpt from Pope Francis' encyclical Amoris Laetitia, paragraph 137. The Holy Father writes, "Take time, quality time. This means being ready to listen patiently and attentively to everything that the other person wants to say. It requires a self-discipline of not speaking until time is right. Instead of offering an opinion or advice, we need to be sure that we have heard everything the other person has to say. Often, the other spouse does not need a solution to his or her problems, but simply to be heard, to feel that someone has acknowledged their pain, their disappointment, their fear, their anger, their hopes, and their dreams." And once again, this is an excerpt, paragraph 137 from Pope Francis' encyclical Amoris Laetitia, the Joy of Love. It is important for newly engaged and married couples to build and maintain good communication skills from early on, to maintain these skills through the big changes in life. However, as hard as we might try to maintain good marital communication, eventually we all fall short of the goal. We all grow tired, more become irritable, or just have a bad day. This often leads to misunderstandings, snippy responses, and sarcasm. It is important to not let the sun go down without finding some sense of resolve and healing. This fourth habit is about building and maintaining strong and healthy communication skills, especially regarding listening to our spouse. Our relationship with Christ. How often have we seen it played out in biblical history? God gives directions to his people, but they don't listen to him. God then redirects his people, but they grumble and disobey. Then they eventually lose sight of him again and begin to wander off in their own direction. He then gives them several big signs to wake them up, such as the great flood, Genesis chapter 7, verse 6 to chapter 8, verse 22, the exodus out of Egypt and the splitting of the Red Sea, Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 to 31, and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 19. And only after they find themselves in a really bad place or situation due to their utter abandonment of God, do they mournfully return to God and plead for his mercy, forgiveness, and healing, to which God so mercifully and graciously complies. Then, when they grow comfortable again, everything repeats itself. How little do we listen to the heart of our Heavenly Father pleading with us to come and find rest and healing in him. He speaks to us every day, every minute of every day, but we are often too busy to listen. Don't take the time for silence and prayer. If we took time to read or listen to Scripture and to prayerfully and quietly allow it to penetrate our hearts, we will hear that to which God is calling each and every one of us. In the Mass, we have the gift of the liturgy of the word, during which God calls out to each one of us. But are we listening? Are we trying to figure out what God wants of us when we are sent forth from the Eucharist to go and serve Him by loving others? Jesus longs for us to know Him, and through the Word of God in Scriptures, He desires for us to learn more about His will for us. He wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. He asks that we truly listen, learn, and grow. Our relationship with each other. Poor communication is one of the major causes of marital emotional starvation. Good communication requires us to seek understanding of our spouse's perspective. This can be very difficult on many levels because we are so used to living in a culture that thrives on attack and blame. Building a new habit of generosity with each other calls each person to battle against the urge to focus on what his or her spouse has done wrong, and rather to focus more on what the other person is experiencing and struggling with. This can be very difficult because we most likely will not like what we hear. This dialogue, however, should be a two-way street where both persons need to hear and be heard. The key is not point blame, but rather express our perception and feelings about a particular difficult situation or issue. By building a habit of using good listening skills, the hope is to achieve a deeper understanding of what the real issues are and to get beyond the fill-in-the-blank syndrome. This is when we stop verbally communicating with each other and merely try to understand each other based on our reactions and interpretations of the other person's nonverbal communication. In doing so, we risk misinterpreting their motives and intent. This is important if we truly wish to work toward solutions that address the problems and not just the symptoms. Often, what a couple battles with the most are the many different symptoms that stem from a deeper problem. Therefore, when we try to fix the symptoms, it doesn't resolve the roots of the problem, which in turn can cause more frustration. It's like trying to get rid of dandelions by chopping off their tops. It takes a lot of work, but never prevents them from coming back. The real solution is to address the root and eliminate the cause. Listening to and understanding the heart of our spouse regularly will help us uncover the deeper issues. It is important to be gentle with each other and to keep interactions as inviting as possible. Now, these are the three discussion points or discussion questions. The first, are there things that I currently say or do that make you feel misunderstood or that are unhelpful? Second, how can I be more inviting in order to encourage you to talk to me about difficulties that you are having with our relationship? Third, consider making time every day to have at least 15 minutes of communication to connect, understand each other's immediate needs, and encourage each other. You may also consider setting up a date together for this week. Start it off by first praying together, perhaps by spending an hour in adoration of Christ and in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. We offer this all to you, Lord Jesus, through Mary and in union with Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A couple of quick comments on today's retreat. One of the topics that we talk about and we walk couples through in the Call to Build One Marriage class is communication and conflict resolution. And the biggest roadblock to communication is us being vulnerable with each other. And then when that happens, we don't feel like we can share our deepest desires, our deepest heart, what's on our heart with each other. Or we're afraid to. And so it's important, as I've discussed before, in those moments, you know, to make a promise to each other to provide a safe space where we can talk with one another openly and honestly and not feel that the other person will try to jump in and try to resolve the problem or whatever it may be, but really to listen with an open heart, listen with an open mind, and to, you know, be empathetic, to feel what we're going through and to try to understand what we're going through. It can be difficult. It can take time. It's a process for sure, but it's a necessary process so that we can open up to each other honestly and openly as a husband and wife. One of our couples always like to say that there should never be too much information or TMI between spouses, because we should be able to share everything with each other. Our struggles, our sadness, our joys, our dreams, our hopes. So whatever it may be, you know, we should be able to talk with one another honestly and openly, and to receive what the other person is saying, and just to listen attentively, listen to understand, listen to love, and, you know, listen with a loving heart. It's hard enough that, you know, sometimes when we grow up in a family where we don't express ourselves that often, or we keep certain emotions to ourselves, or we, you know, don't share as much. You know, and it's equal for both men and women. It's not, you know, it's not a woman thing or it's not a man thing. It's equal. I've talked to many couples over the years, and a lot of times it's the man that grew up not sharing enough in his own family of origin, or sometimes it's the woman who does not grow up sharing much in his own family or her own family of origin. So there's a struggle between the couples as they look to open up more and to share more. So during those moments, give each other the grace to understand, to listen attentively, and to be vulnerable. And one way to start that is perhaps to pray this prayer to Saint Francis, the Saint Francis of Assisi prayer that we just ended today's retreat with. So that, you know, especially with the part of, O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in parting that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. Say that quick prayer together, or whatever prayer that, you know, that you feel comfortable with, and provide each other with that safe space to talk. And as always good, one of our couples that lead the one hour talks always said that, you know, if you look at each other and you hold hands, it's hard to get angry with each other when you're holding hands with each other. So have that physical touch, have that eye contact, and have that quiet time where there's no distraction so that you guys can, you know, we all can work on our relationship with our spouses. It's very important. It's very key. And it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it to help our relationship grow as husband and wife. Amen. Look forward to tomorrow for day 5 when we talk about reconciling and mercy. But today is day 4 that we just discussed listening to the heart. Thank you again and have a blessed day.